From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Shark, scary word, particularly when spoken or shouted on a heavily visited Florida beach. But the need to protect the shark swimming in Cuban waters has the United States and Cuba working together in a first-of-its-kind environmental plan. Heading up the project here on the U.S. side is the nonprofit advocacy group, the Environmental Defense Fund. And with us now is Dan Whittle, EDF's Cuba Program Director. Dan, it's great to have you with us.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
There are many marine animals that need protecting, but why sharks? And why the sharks swimming around Cuba specifically?
Well, you know, sharks are really important for three things. They're really important for ecosystems. As top predators, sharks maintain the health of coral reefs. Healthy shark populations, healthy reefs. They maintain a balance that's critically important in Cuba because Cuba has some of the most outstanding coral reefs in the entire region. Two, sharks are important to fishermen. Commercial and recreational fishermen throughout Cuba catch sharks. They depend upon sharks for part of their income. And then number three, sharks are critically important for tourism in Cuba. People fly from all over the world to dive with, you know, these giant sharks in Cuban marine parks.
So Dan, why is the shark population around Cuba reaching situation critical point? What's happening with these animals?
Well, you know, we really haven't regulated shark fishing very much. Shark fishery started taking off in the late 70s, virtually unregulated. Because fishing continues unabated, shark populations are in trouble. And so now we have a plan to, you know, catch up on the science and catch up on the management and, you know, set aside areas of the ocean that should be off limits to fishing and set, you know, sensible catch limits for species in trouble. So essentially they can bounce back.
How has the changing political situation between the United States and Cuba affected the way you conduct your research?
It's been extremely beneficial to scientific exchange and environmental dialogue. It's made it easier for American scientists to travel to Cuba. It's made it easier for us to get projects on the ground in Cuba, but it's really just created, you know, an atmosphere of collaboration. It's been a really nice positive change, and in the last month, you know, government agencies are starting to talk to each other, including the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary just announced that they will start cooperating with a marine national park in Cuba to, you know, conduct joint science and to begin comparing notes on management. That is huge. That's a you know, historic event. And, you know, I think this will lead to, you know, collaboration on all manner of activities, again, to the benefit of both countries.
Dan, why is it important that environmental efforts like this one be international?
It's critical that environmental efforts cross political boundaries. As shark scientists tell us, the most vulnerable populations of sharks are those that swim the longest distances because countries simply don't work together effectively. So in the case of the U.S. and Cuba, the Gulf of Mexico unites us. We're brought together by marine life, by marine ecosystems. You know, sharks and other fish don't need passports. They don't need visas to cross over borders. They swim back and forth freely. And so it's just critically important if we want to protect our environment, we work together. And the same goes for oil spills. If there's an oil spill off the north coast of Cuba, the Florida Keys is in trouble. So, you know, it's time for us to put down our differences and work together.
We've been talking with Dan Whittle. He's Senior Director for the Environmental Defense Fund's Cuba program, which is hard at work on a plan to protect Cuba's shark population. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.